Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan Daniels, the college basketball analyst, handles recruiting over at 247 Sports, and he joins us now. Evan Daniels, welcome to the show.
What's up? How we doing?
Memphis, number one. Many people want to know why you initially said they were number two.
Oh, nothing more than I was writing the precious story in an Uber, and I looked at the formula wrong when I was writing. Mm. Nothing more.
And you quickly corrected.
What'd you say?
You quickly corrected. You quickly did say, I'm sorry, mistype number one.
Yeah, and the class deserves to be number one. A couple top 10 kids, a bunch of top 100 kids. Pretty historic recruiting run for Memphis. But, yeah, nothing more than a little oversight. A couple Memphis fans weren't too happy with me.
What do you think Precious and James looks like together, Evan?
It brings a different level of athleticism to their front court. You know, you've got two guys that are very athletic, very fluid. Both are playing extremely hard. I've noted on this show a couple times that James played as hard as I've ever seen him during his senior year. And I thought while Precious maybe struggled from an efficiency scoring standpoint in some of the All-Star games, I thought he played with great energy and competed and used his athleticism and his mobility. So I think both of those guys, from that standpoint, are going to help them right away.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to Evan Daniels from 247. Boogie Ellis obviously was at once upon a time headed to Duke, and he got out of that letter of intent, and obviously now he's going to be a Memphis Tiger. What does he bring? There's been a little bit of I don't know if it would be a dispute, but you know, maybe just a little bit of a discussion on where he is best suited, whether it's on the ball, whether it's off the ball. Like, what do you see Boogie, like, where is he naturally best on the basketball court? Point guard, sort of combo guard? Like, what kind of guy is he?
I'm going to split and say I like that he has the versatility to do both. I think his best attribute is his ability to shoot the basketball. And I think it should be noted, and I don't know if I've said this on here before, but earlier in his high school career, he wasn't this elite shooter. He developed into that. And then he went out in the EYBL on I don't have the attempt off the top of my head, but a large number of attempts, shot 45% from three in a very competitive league. So he developed into a really good shooter. And I think that's where he's going to be able to impact the game the most. But I do like that he has the ability to play on or off the ball, and I think he can be effective in that situation. I think that becoming a true point guard is something he's still developing, and I don't know that he even needs to do that. And also, the position has changed anyways. If you look at the NBA, most of the primary ball handlers are guys that can score too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's transitioning to college, and the whole position has really changed. So I like the fact that he can do both.
Evan, how impressive is it that Memphis has been able to pull this off? I mean, obviously people expected James Wiseman in the end to be at the University of Memphis because of his ties to Penny, right? He played for him at East. Same with DJ. DJ Jeffries played with him, played for him on the AAU circuit once upon a time for Team Penny. You know, people expected this Memphis staff to be able to get those kinds of kids. But to go out and get national recruits like Boogie – and Lester and Precious, and obviously a shot in the, they're in the conversation with RJ Hampton, especially considering, honestly, they weren't a tournament team last year. They haven't been relevant nationally for the last, you know, 7-8 years. How impressive is it that this staff was able to seemingly overnight just reverse the entire perception about Memphis basketball and end up with the number one class today?
Yeah, I mean, really impressive. I think Memphis is currently the biggest story in college basketball right now. You know, there's excitement. There was excitement building with the hire of Penny because of the local ties, because of who Penny is. I think you also have to give credit to the staff that he went out and hired, guys that have connections, not only local connections like Tony Madlock, but connections to the NBA with Sam Mitchell and Mike Miller. And I think it's pretty evident that Mike Miller had some very strong ties across the recruiting landscape too, and we're seeing that unfold right before our eyes with the likes of Precious and Boogie Ellis and Lester Quinones. So I think it's extremely impressive. Like I said, I think they're the biggest story in college basketball right now, and now they turn their attention to on the court success. They've done a tremendous job recruiting, and they've really put the program in a good position to have some serious success.
Evan, you reported earlier today that R.J. Hampton, five-star guard, may take another visit to Kansas with a friend of his, Jalen Wilson, who's an elite-level wing they're looking at. Your gut, you think R.J. ends up? We had Dad on earlier, Rod Hampton on. And I don't know, man. I know, you know, Memphis, there's some talk with, hey, maybe Rajon Tucker doesn't make it, and could you slide an R.J. in? It doesn't feel to me like something's cooking there. It feels like it's cooking in Kansas. Do you think this ultimately ends up with R.J. going to Kansas?
Yeah, I made a crystal ball for Kansas on R.J. Hampton a couple weeks ago, and I feel good about that. I think that they're in great shape with him. The Jalen Wilson thing is interesting, and I admittedly didn't know how close of friends they were until recently. Rod told me, Hampton told me, that they're best friends. Mm-hmm. And them going to college together is particularly interesting because they never really played in AAU together, or at least recently. But obviously Jalen Wilson got out of his letter of intent to Michigan. He's going to visit Kansas. I think he said that he's going to visit Kansas May 30th and June 1st. I'm talking about Jalen Wilson. And he told me that he wants to visit North Carolina. I don't know where things go from there. Rod did tell me as well that the visit for RJ to go with him to Kansas is a little up in the air. Okay. I think the kids want to do it together.
Gotcha.
Where Rod is like, you know, I want these two to make separate decisions. They're very close. They get excited and want to play together or potentially play together. But I want them to make sure that they are making separate decisions. So it's not a definite that he's going to take that visit to Kansas, but I wouldn't surprise me if he does. And like I said, you know, if you told me to make a prediction on where R.J. Hampton was going to end up, I would say Kansas. Okay.
As it relates to the situation at Memphis, is it just because you've already got Boogie there, you've already got sort of so many guys, Tyler Harris is coming back, A-Lo is coming back, is it one of those situations where it looks like it's just kind of too crowded? Do you think that's kind of what it is with Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of guards, and honestly, I don't even think I don't think Rajon Tucker factors into this. Mm-hmm. If he's at Memphis or not, my gut says that yep. Kansas is the leader regardless. I don't think that even factors in. They're very different players, really not even close to the same type of player. I mean, look, Memphis is loaded in the backcourt, and that doesn't mean that there's not room for a guy like R.J. Hampton. You always make room for a guy like R.J. Hampton. But I would imagine that factors in. But, hey, I think we're probably 2 to 2.5 weeks away from seeing an R.J. Hampton decision. And his dad told me potentially the first week of June is what they're looking at.
Evan, what do you think happens?
And I know he was on your show. I don't know if he said something different, but that's what he told me.
No, right along those lines. Yeah, right along those lines. I think the timeline was matched up completely with ours. What are you hearing? What's going to happen in Michigan? Who's going to replace Beilein? What do you think?
That's a great question. I know that two of the assistants are involved, Sadie Washington and Luke Akalich, and you know, Juwan Howard is reportedly. Mm-hmm. Going to interview, and I saw a report today that Ed Cooley is potentially interviewing. I'd imagine that's something that probably comes to a head here relatively soon. Mm-hmm. They've done a good job of keeping this thing pretty close to the vest. My understanding is there's potentially some, you know, pressure to hire a Michigan guy and somebody with those type of ties. And obviously, you know, both of those assistants and Juwan Howard would have that. Lavelle Jordan is also a name that has been tossed around, and he obviously spent time at Michigan. He's currently the head coach at Butler.
Yep.
But I admittedly don't have a definitive, hey, I think this person's the front runner, or
I don't think we know. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, there were rumor. There are reports. I would even say there was a report from somewhere that said Billy Donovan had emerged as the top choice.
You think he'd look, Evan?
Well, I think that Michigan would ask him if he's interested, uh-huh. and honestly, they should. Any job of that caliber, if you're looking for a head basketball coach, you should take the time to call Billy Donovan because of his previous ties in college. And I don't know if he has interest in it. I don't know. But if they're doing their correct due diligence and homework, they should make a call to him. I'm sure they probably already have.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to get a raise, but like, you don't have to coach Russell Westbrook anymore. You know, I mean, let's be honest. The guy's probably miserable. Like, he has to coach Russell Westbrook every year. Like, that's probably not that fun to do, you know? I mean, just candidly, like, it's just, you know, I'm just saying, like, there are probably more pleasant jobs out there in the world, and maybe Michigan is one of them.
The truth is there's a lot of guys, though, that don't want to deal with the recruiting aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that played a big factor in John Beilein going to the mm-hmm. NBA.
No doubt.
And the truth is recruiting right now is in a weird place because of how the NCAA has changed some of the rules, because of what went down with the FBI investigation. Like the current recruiting calendar is a joke. It's an absolute joke. Like the camps that are going on that the NCAA is pulling on. But I know I'm going way off topic here, but I probably should say this. Like, I talked to a high major coach that got the list for the July evaluation camps that mm-hmm. are at the end of July that the NCAA is putting on. He told me that not one kid that they're recruiting was on that list. I mean, some of the changes they made just don't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Condi. Appreciate it. Evan, we appreciate your time as always, man. You're the best in the business,
brother. Thank you for this,
man. Thank you.
Yep, as always, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yep, he is Evan Daniels.
You're going to put this all on Condoleezza.
Damn right.
Condi.
Condi did this.
She just was
they
on a committee. They had a bunch of people.
You bring people in that don't know, and you know.
Exactly. You wasn't when we
they
shoot
had good
in
intentions,
the
team. But they blew this. But you know, I'm just going to put it all on Condoleezza, bro.
Oh, that's rough.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no,
I am.
Don't
no,
do
we're
this.
Not taking that today.
Don't do this.
She's not taking the full brunt of this.
No.
Condoleezza taking the full brunt.
She's not the one doing all these FBI wiretaps.
Bro, she's the face, bro. She is the face of these changes.
He's saying she's the one that came with all these fixes, Brad.
Oh, the fixes.
She was.
The fixes.
With a committee.
With a committee that is there by name only. These were Condoleezza Rice's changes.
I'm not going to let you blame her completely
and,
solely
I kinda
for
like
this.
I kind of like Condoleezza.
And she has to be accountable. So anyway, appreciate Evan Daniels for joining us on
how
the
about
show.
Your buddy, how about Mike Miller for the Michigan job?
You cannot wait to place him, can
good
you?
Good Lord, Brad. He's can like, we get the players
I don't,
in here
hey,
first?
We got our players. We're good.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Mike Miller's not going to go to Michigan.
Okay.
For the
like, I got why you're trying to get him to UNLV. That's your hey. Spot. Why are you trying to send him to Michigan?
Hey.
I'm not trying to send him anywhere. I'm just saying.
No. Man, that's
do
great.
You like Mike Miller helping you get players here at the University of Memphis?
I do.
I'm telling you.